Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by our next guest. He is a former Bills player. He is in the Bills Hall of Fame. He also is a sports talk radio host for WGR. We welcome on Steve Tasker to the show. Steve, we appreciate you making time for us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Steve, a lot of the conversation this week in Kansas City, as you would imagine, has been about Patrick Mahomes. What are Buffalo Bills fans saying? Do Bills fans and Bills players expect Mahomes to play this week?
Oh, yeah. They expect him to be there. In fact, most Bills fans are probably not worried as much, or not really concerned about his concussion being the thing that limits him. They're more concerned or more wary of, about his foot or his toe being an issue for him not being able to run. I mean, that's what they're worried about. But they have no doubts here in Western New York that Pat Mahomes is going to be taking snaps on Sunday.
So we had this conversation yesterday, and I know at least from Kansas City side, they're certainly expecting a different kind of game. Kansas City ran the ball more times in that game than any Andy Reid coach team. Are Buffalo's fans expecting this game to be played at a very different style? Allen didn't play that well the last time these two teams played. Diggs didn't have a great game. Beasley didn't have a great game. Are Bills fans expecting the way this game to be played to be a lot different?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they had a couple. They had a handful of significant contributors that were not playing or were hampered by injuries at that point. They feel like this is a much different football team than it was in Week 6. I'm sure the Chiefs fans feel their team is a little bit different than it was then as well. The Bills really went into that team inviting Mahomes and company and Andy Reid not to throw the football, and it worked. I mean, they were perfectly willing to hand it off to Clyde Edwards-Helaire and let him run it. They did very effectively. What it did was it forced the Bills' offense to be more efficient than they were able to be in scoring points. So, you know, they held the Chiefs to at that point was a pretty good deal for them, the 26 points total. And they just couldn't score enough to get it in the end, to get close to that. It was, it certainly was a one-score game with about 8 minutes left in the game, but the Bills couldn't do anything offensively, which they feel like was the difference in the game. I don't know that the Bills will come out and do that this time. Certainly here in Buffalo, you're watching the Chiefs go through their season, and, yeah, they weren't winning games by a lot of points, but they certainly seemed like they were a team that had it out of gear and were just doing enough to win against lesser opponents. It seemed like that way from start to finish. So the Bills and Bills fans, they got a lot of respect for what the Chiefs can do offensively.
Steve, I had a bunch of questions I wanted to ask you about this football game, and then I pulled up your bio. You're from Smith Center, Kansas? Where the hell is Smith Center, Kansas?
Well, I was born in Smith Center, Kansas, in north central Kansas, but my dad was a minister. We grew up in Kiowa, Kansas, which is down in South Barber, and then I was in Wichita County, which is way out west, almost into Colorado. I went to Dodge JUCO for a year and a half, two football seasons, and then transferred to Northwestern. My family is still, my entire family is still in and around the Wichita area, and my wife's family is still out in western Kansas. So, yeah, Kansas is home for me, no question about it.
Oh, so you get back so you get back here sometimes?
Yeah, if it wasn't for a pandemic, I would have been back there 3 or 4 times this year.
Okay, nice. I didn't realize that. I'm checking out. So you were drafted in the 9th round, the 226th overall pick, and then I looked down, 7 Pro Bowls, 7 first-team All-Pros. How does a guy that's drafted that low have a career that good?
Just opportunity, you know? I mean, that's how it works. You get a chance to do what you can, something you can do well. I got drafted by the Houston Oilers, which for those people who aren't old enough to remember, the Houston Oilers used to be the Tennessee Titans. So I was drafted by that franchise when it was in Houston, played for a year there. And then midway through my second year, I had been injured, was going to get activated off the injury list. They exposed me to waivers on the same week that Marv Levy got the job in Buffalo. And I got picked up off the waiver wire in Buffalo. Marv Levy, I walked into the room, and there were five Hall of Famers in the room, three players, a coach, and the GM. And they gave me a chance to be a part of something really special, and it made all the difference.
So being a part of – I don't know how to word it. A very famous team that didn't end up winning a Super Bowl. Obviously, going to four in a row. Is it frustrating when people talk about that like it's not an unbelievable success and like, oh, they didn't win one, so they didn't do good enough?
No, I mean it's the further it gets into. It, certainly, that was we were a punchline for a long time after we'd lost the fourth Super Bowl. Nobody could it was just part of the vernacular to make fun of the Buffalo Bills for not being able to win a Super Bowl, and I get it. But the further it gets into history and all the great teams that have come and gone since then, nobody's been able to match that. And I think more and more respect has been given to that group of guys who kept coming back for more, even though they never really won, never could win the game. There's a lot of respect in football circles for a team that was that resilient and that good for so long. So, yeah, it was tough in the beginning, but nowadays it's like anything. It's about the relationships and the guys I played with. It was a great bunch of guys, a great group of coaches, and obviously a fun city and a great fan base to play for. So I look back on it with a lot of affection.
Right now we're talking to Steve Tasker. He was a first-team All-Pro member seven times during his career. He also is in the Buffalo Bills Hall of Fame. He works with WGR currently. You've watched a lot of NFL. You played with the great quarterback in Jim Kelly, who was in the Hall of Fame. Can you think of a player who has improved as much in one offseason the way that Josh Allen has? I mean, his completion percentage went from 58% to 70% in one offseason. You don't see guys take that big of a leap.
No, you don't. It's unique. He's a little bit, kind of like Patrick Mahomes is a singular talent. Josh Allen is a singular event as well. His ability to go from a 52% completion percentage as a collegian and a first-year pro to a 69% completion percentage guy, reading defenses, making all the throws, really getting into the conversation for MVP in his third year, coming that far from where he started, nobody has done that. Nobody. And that's why it's been such a unique year for the Buffalo Bills, and it's why his play, as well as obviously the team around him, but his play is the singular event that has pushed the Bills into the championship round of the playoffs.
So, Steve, going back to last week for Buffalo, where they won 17-3, obviously you don't make any excuses or any apologies about a playoff game, but offensively they only scored 10 points, and they didn't run the ball at all, only having 16 carries for 32 yards. What went wrong for the Buffalo offense that went so right for 7-8 weeks?
They decided they weren't even going to try. I mean, they're playing a defense in the Baltimore Ravens that held Derrick Henry and the Titans to 40 yards rushing on the day. And the Bills just said, we're not going to bang our heads up against the wall. We're going to do what we do. The Bills go very deep at wide receiver. They did take it on the chin a little bit early in that game as Gabriel Davis, their rookie wide receiver, tweaked his ankle and was significantly hobbled the rest of the game. He was limping everywhere he went. But they go three wide and four wide. They certainly go four wide more than any team in the National Football League. It is who they are. So they just decided to swing with their best punch and stick with it. They ran the ball just okay, and really only enough when the Ravens decided finally to back out of the box and try to take away the pass. They handed it off a few more times and certainly got some good runs in. But this is a throwing team in Buffalo, and they're going to probably do that for the duration of this rest of this season. So they go very deep. They force your cornerback room to go very deep. And if you don't have enough corners to cover up man-to-man, they can force you into zone coverage just by lining up. So that's kind of their modus operandi. The running game is an afterthought for them. If they want to, they can. They certainly have the guys in the backfield to run it, although they lost Zach Moss in the first round of the playoffs. Devin Singletary is a running back who is incredibly gifted at changing directions, but he's not a home run hitter. He's not a guy that's going to snap off a 65-yard touchdown run. There's about, if of the 22 guys on the field, probably 18 of them can outrun him, you know. So he can make you miss, and he'll get all the yards coming to him, but he's not a home run hitter. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs did everything they could to force the Bills into a running game rather than letting Josh Allen drop back and throw it.
So, Steve, you mentioned a little bit there were some key contributors to Buffalo who didn't play the first game. Who were those players for people who didn't know? And there's one potential injury right now with Buffalo and Cole Beasley. What's his status going to be for the second team all-pro receiver this year?
Well, the guys that didn't play, their middle linebacker, Tremaine Edmonds, had a bad shoulder, and he couldn't really take on any contact with that side of his body. Matt Milano, the other linebacker, was also out of the game. Levi Wallace, the starting corner opposite Tre'Davious White, was out of the game. The starting guard, in fact, the entire offensive line, didn't have the exact same five guys lining up until week 10 of the season. John Feliciano was out at that time. Let's see, Dawson Knox did not play in that game. So there was a ton of guys that weren't out or were hampered by an injury in that game. Josh Allen, even his left shoulder was bothering him at that point. He's wearing a brace. So a lot of that was going on. Cole Beasley, he is, I believe, as of yesterday, he was off the injury report. But I'm not sure. I thought they took him off the injury report. I may be wrong about that. But he's going to go. He'll be significantly improved from where he was 6 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, when he was kind of hobbled around. So it looks as though they're going to have all guns blazing. The one injury that is a problem is probably Gabriel Davis, the rookie wide receiver.
Steve, I take the Chiefs to win every game, and they pretty much always do. Who do you think is going to win this football game?
I think this is going to be a close one. It's hard to pick against the world champs with the Super Bowl MVP taking snaps. I think there's no question. I mean, I'd love to see it be a coin toss, but I think more often than not, it's going to be a Chiefs game. I think the Bills, their plan has got to be keep it within the score and hope somebody can make a play at the end. And you know that the Chiefs have enough in the tank that even if you get up by 14 points late in the third quarter, early in the fourth, you still got to keep your foot on the gas with this crew. And I think the Bills are going to really just try and focus on keeping it, playing their game, trying to make first downs, and trying to be efficient in the red zone. The Chiefs do have a poor red zone defense. They're ranked 30th in the league or something like that. The Bills are actually pretty good in the red zone. So if they do manage to find a way to move the football down inside the red zone, maybe they can be efficient enough to keep it close. But holding Pat Mahomes off the scoreboard or limiting Tyreek Hill or, you know, the Bills have had no answer for Travis Kelce in the games they played. You know, you got to just think you're going to have to score touchdowns to keep it close. If the Bills can do that, well, we'll see. But, no, I think the Chiefs have to be the favorite in this game.
Last question here, Steven. We appreciate your time. You've certainly been around Buffalo for quite some time. You're one of the more prominent players in their history. What is it like to see them back to prominence? And I'm sure this week it's been a trip down memory lane the last time that you guys were in the AFC Championship game, and that game was against Kansas City. What memories do you have from the 94 AFC Championship game?
Well, it turned out surprisingly to be a 17-point win. We didn't think it was going to be that when we went into that game. And Joe Montana got put out of that game in the third quarter, about halfway through the third quarter. Dave Craig came in to finish the game. It turned out to be a comfortable win, 17 points. But the thing I remember was that Joe got knocked out on a sack, and that's the one thing I do remember. Marcus Allen had a touchdown in that game. And I know Marty Schottenheimer was on the sidelines. There's a lot of guys that that are legends to me that were playing in that game. And I remember it was fun to compete against them. So that's what I remember about that game. And certainly it's here in Buffalo this year, like always, and like the Chiefs fans know too, it's fun to watch your team be good and to win. And the Bills are a little bit like the Chiefs of two or three years ago. They seem poised to be able to put this together year after year. They're going to be a good football team for a while, and it looks like this Chiefs team and this Bills team, this may not be the only time they face off in the playoffs. So these are two really good teams that have got it going as franchises, and it's kind of fun to be a witness to it.
That is Steve Tasker joining us on the show today. He has made the Pro Bowl seven times. Seven times he was a first-team All-Pro member. He also is in the Buffalo Bills Hall of Fame. He is now with WGR based out of Buffalo. Steve, appreciate you making time for us today. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.